And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles.
And let's say hello to Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles. Hi, Don.
Hello, Mark. God, you really know Ed McMahon. I'm so excited. I got chills. I can't believe you know Ed McMahon.
So how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Looking forward to coming up to your part of the world.
Now, can I ask you a question? Will you call me a hockey puck or a dummy or something? I really
want
to.
A hockey puck and a dummy combined. You're both.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You know, I was listening to your album called Don Rickles. In fact, we're going to play a cut from it a little later on. And you are the most unpolitically correct comedian probably out there.
Well, in my day, when I started out, I would say so. I don't know about today. There's a lot of guys doing a lot of things, but...
That's true.
In my day, yes, I was... But now I figure with my humor, I could work the Vatican compared to what I hear out there.
You're actually right. That's true. A lot of these people with their blue comedy, it kind of gets a little too much.
Well, if some guys do it right, it's funny, but who knows? You know, who am I to say? But I know when I did my things and said that somebody was fat or thin or... tall or Italian or Jewish or what have you, or pink or Irish or yellow, whatever, black, who cares? I mean, my day that was unheard of, but today when I do it, it's today because compared to what's going on out there, it fits perfectly for me.
You always insulting everybody pretty much equally. Was there ever a time you were up on stage where someone actually belted you or you felt you were going to really get hit?
No, I always had Blue Cross, and my humor was never... See, the idea is I've always been blessed with the fine line of what makes people laugh. And so I've always had the gift, thank God, to make people laugh. And I'm not out there when they say insult. And somebody knows that Don Rickles knows. It's in fun, and I don't go deep with a blade into your guts, for God's sake. I just laugh at ourselves and exaggerate it. And it's nothing like if it was something that was hurtful, I probably wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be in... prisoner of Zender or something.
You know, we've had pretty much every luminary from Hollywood on this show, and when they're asked about you, pretty much people say you're a really warm, nice guy. Where did you get the shtick? Where did the shtick come from of insulting everybody?
It's always been part of my personality. When I was a very young man, I would go to the high school dance and make fun of people, and they laughed. I mean, the kids I hung out with always found me funny, and I was always the guy with the wise guy remarks that turned out funny, and little by little, over many, many years of going around doing that, and after the war, after coming out of the Navy, I started out with the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and tried to be an actor, which I did somewhat successfully. And then all of a sudden, I started getting up at affairs and, different functions and making fun of people for $5, $2, and then it got to where all of a sudden I got hunting dogs in a big house in California.